So then 10 minutes past 8, exactly, and the National Assembly's recent passing of that set of contentious bills came 258 days after they were put on a fast track. That's what I was talking about before, the name fast track being somewhat counterintuitive considering how it played out. They did include laws to redistribute investigative rights between the prosecution and police, and they have fuelled political flames ahead of April's general election. Let's discuss further with Professor Lee-Chung Gil, Dean of Social Science in Graduate School of Public Policy at Sejong University. Good morning from Seoul.
Good morning.
It's been described as animal-like, this 20th Parliament. It's also been described as vegetative in its state due to the clashes among political parties bringing it to a standstill. How would you say the lack of progress during the 20th National Assembly has affected the Moon administration's state affairs in 2019?
Yes, I think the delayed law definitely delayed reforms. As people expected, the Moon administration have strongly pursued reforms from the beginning. However, we still witness many wrong, unfair, injustice practice in our society. Reforms on prosecution is only one of those examples. There are many fields, including education and labors and welfare and industries, real estate, even bureaucratic reforms and so on. In those fields, I believe many people are struggling to personally overcome inequality, exclusion, and unfairness in their job and life. So it is easily expected that failure of reform would be affecting the Moon administration as well as the general people. I believe that we have a long way to go for the reform of our society, even though we are facing a lot of objection and resistance against the reforms.
So the prosecution reform was one of the major pledges made by the Moon Jae-in administration since its launch, and it would really lay the foundation for his reform drive because the bills have been passed. How welcome is that development, do you think?
Yes, I agree with even though there are many kind of debate on the issue, I agree with the establishment of a high-level civil servant investigation agency, as well as the balanced division of function between the prosecution and police. Through our historical experience, we know very well power expand themselves as much as possible. That is why the power should be controlled and distributed. That's why democracy emphasizes that the principle of check and balance among the powers. In this sense, I totally understand the Moon administration tried to reduce the power of many institutions, which was most powerful in the previous administration. Military Secret Service, National Information Agency, and the Prosecutor's Office are all in the same line. I believe those reforms will make people treated with respect and dignity, and also improve rule of law, fairness, and human rights in the law enforcement process.
Can you also just recap the gist of the bill, adjusting the investigative authority of the police and prosecution service, and what changes will accordingly be made?
In general, there are two functions on the process of the criminal litigation, investigation, and prosecution. Most countries separate between them by separate institutions. In our system, however, both functions have been monopolized by the prosecutor's office. Prosecutors control all the investigation process in details done by the police department. It is often useful in investigating corruption. However, sometimes it's too powerful not to control the arbitrary execution for political and organizational or even private purposes. The division of the criminal litigation and prosecution's office law changes to make the police to be able to finish investigation as its own right with no control by prosecutors. Even though that it is delegated to police, most major investigations, including economic affairs, corruption, any civil service or election defense projects are still supposed to be done by prosecutor's control as an exception written in the law. In any case, it is a historical moment not only in the prosecution, but also to police, which will change the fundamental relationship between them.
Yeah, I mean, going back to basics on this, I would think that you would have one investigative body that would look into initial crimes or alleged crimes, and perhaps that could be broken up with local bodies around the country or managed by a central body. If they're doing things in a just way, then in theory it would work. And then the other agency would carry out the actual prosecution. Are we going in the right direction by giving the police more investigative powers, though?
Yes, I think so. But however, we also need to reform our police, like prosecution reform, because the police became increased power. It is the fact that people are greatly concerned about the ability and morality of police. We still remember police brutalities in our history. It was a symbol of repression and torture since the Japanese colony, as well as authoritative regime. Also, investigative policemen usually are not highly qualified people compared to the prosecutors, even though it's somewhat improved recently. We have mainly two choices for police reform. One would be kind of separating the function of the policing into the two, for example, investigative and non-investigative functions. So that the other choice would be introducing local police system in which non-investigative function is delegated to the local government. It has been discussed in parliament until now. Like this, police power should be also distributed and delegated and controlled too.
Even with the passage, though, of these bills, what are the challenges that lie ahead? You've already hinted that you like the ideas in theory, but are concerned about the implementation. We've seen a backlash from prosecutors, haven't we? It does feel like people are forgetting who they're serving sometimes and getting too locked into their own situation.
Yeah, like the other reforms, it is very important to make the kind of participation and consensus of the people inside the organization for the success. So because the prosecution reform is not just a division of function in the investigation, but there are many wrong practices and customs in the process of the prosecution. For example, we already know the detention-oriented investigation process, public disclosure on the investigation and the prosecution, and also we can expect can have some kind of intentional protection of organizational interest, and also we can say the authoritative, the organizational culture. This kind of issue are still pending issue for reform. To resolve these kind of issues very successfully, I think the most important one would be basically mindset change of prosecutors according to the new paradigm. Prosecutors should make the respect and the loyalty to the Constitution as a fundamental values. Also, they should be also trained to value human rights. In addition, we may need the human resource management reform, including practices of the promotion and movement. This education and reforms are almost the same for the police.
Well, Professor E, we've got to leave it there. It might sound idealistic, but let's certainly repeat the hope that justice will be served whichever direction they end up going in the future, because trust is clearly lacking in too many quarters right now. Professor E. Chung-gil from Sejong University, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.